أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته الأقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتخبين المنتجبين الميامين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كما نقل: أيها الناس، إن أنفسكم مرهونة بأعمالكم ففكوها باستغفاركم وظهوركم ثقيلة من أوزاركم فخففوا عنها بطول سجودكم. صلوات. According to this narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said to the people, certainly we learn in the light of this narration that yourselves are under the captivity of your actions. That means your actions are holding you up. So set yourself free through your istighfar. And your backs are heavy because of the burdens. So much sins the human being has performs that all those sins are burdening down his back. So that back is burdened with those burdens of sins. And so the Prophet said that your backs are heavy, are weighty due to the burdens. In other words, فَخَفِّفُوا عَنْهَا بِطُولِ سُجُودِكُمْ. So bring that burden down, shed the burden down through lengthy sajdas. This is a great recipe that Rasulullah has provided us, and obviously we are in the month of Diyafatullah. Shahrun du'itum fihi ila Diyafatullah. Month in which you have been invited towards the Diyafat of Allah. So Allah is the host and we are the guests, and we are being hosted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in His invitation. So we are invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be His guests, and if we benefit from this rahmat of Allah and do the things that He has commanded. So every fariḍa, every duty that we perform in the month of Ramadan, the reward is 70 times. You perform, our scholars say you do 2 rakats of prayers, so you have 70 rewards. Now 69 are the fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's an extra mercy provided by Allah. So what if my prayers don't even qualify to be accepted by Allah for all the sins that I have done? And because it's the sins that block the acceptance, block our ibadat and worships to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And prayers is the pillar of the religion. If prayers are accepted, everything else is accepted. If they are rejected, everything else is rejected. So what if my prayers is rejected? Am I still going to get the 69 rewards? Our scholars say that this is the month of the rahmat of mercy and mercy of Allah. So So we still get the 69 reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of Allah providing us, the scholars say, because of Allah, some scholars have mentioned that since Allah provide those 69 rewards, this is the chance that the 70th reward, which is for the sake of the prayers, is also given, so the prayers itself will also be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So this is the mercy of the rahmat. So every fariza we perform is 70 folds. But obviously we need to do the istighfar. Zuhurakum saqilatum min awzarikum. All the burdens that we have since turned into the burdens, weighing down our back in order for us to walk straight and move forward and advance spiritually. A person, you put burdens over his back, is unable to move forward. He is grounded. Isn't it right? So you cannot move forward. You cannot have any closeness and taqarrub towards Allah. In order for us to get close and taqarrub towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to acquire the taqarrub, we require the burdens, shed down all the burdens. And in order to make ourselves free from the captivity, we need to do the istighfar. Now, shedding down the burdens and istighfar through the sajdas, lengthy sajdas and making ourselves free through the istighfar. Now, shaitan is the biggest obstacle in the way of the human being to do istighfar. If the people continue to do istighfar after the sins, they will continue to receive the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason rahmat is deprived, they are deprived from the rahmat of Allah, because they stop doing the istighfar. And what makes us to stop doing the istighfar is our ghurur and takabbur. We become arrogant and we start believing that we are okay, we are fine without the istighfar. And some of the good deeds that we may have performed in our life makes us become arrogant, and we start focusing only on our good deeds and ignore all the bad that I have done. This is the arrogance of a human being, and because of this pattern of behavior, he is deprived of doing istighfar and seeking forgiveness. So now every ibadat, every worship has several folds of the rewards. So some people, when they are fasting, they get nothing from their fast except hunger and thirst. Rubba sa'imin laysa lahu, you know, laysa hadduhu min as-sawm illa al-ju'a wal-atash. So many of those who are fasting have no share, no reward from this fasting except hunger and thirst. They wasted their life, their energy, their time, their efforts. They got nothing out of all what they went through in the month of Ramadan except suffering through hunger and thirst, because they failed to understand the concept that why we are asked to fast is to acquire the taqwa, to abstain from the harams, to stop doing the business as usual, to make a change in our lives, to earn the spirituality, to avoid the harams in our behaviors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted inna allaha arada min siyamikum at-taqwa wal ahliya. Allah wanted from your fasting the piety, taqwa, that we acquired. At least there is a chance we become taqwa. We end up realizing that we have to abstain from the harams. Enough is enough. I did lots of pleasures already. Now let me open up my eyes and stop doing the haram and become ahl and able to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, obviously, we find that they are in the rest of the, in the other than the month of Ramadan, If you recite the Quran, obviously it's always good to recite, but in the month of Ramadan, if you read one ayat, it's considered to be equal to Khatmul Quran. You recite one ayat of Quran in the month of Ramadan, and the reward is equal to reciting the complete Quran in the rest of the other months of the calendar. In the rest of the months, you have to, how much hardship you have to go through to read the full Quran. In the month of Ramadan, you just read one ayat and you get the sawab of reading the complete Quran. You just say, you know, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. This is one ayat of Quran. You get the sawab of reading the entire Quran. Look at the difference between the month of Ramadan and the rest of the 11 months. مُدْهَامَّتَان. This is one ayat of Quran. Isn't it right? In Surah Ar-Rahman. This one word. And this one word is one ayat of Quran. You say this one word, قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ, in the month of Ramadan, and you get the sawab of reading the entire Quran. This is the difference between the month of Ramadan and the rest of the months. So one sadaqah that you give, everyone can give sadaqah. Everyone can give sadaqah. Sadaqah is not only monetary, brothers and sisters. The skills that you have, the talents you have, the strength that Allah has given you, the words that you speak. If you help somebody with your words, that's also a sadaqah. If you lend a helping hand to somebody with your actions, that's also a sadaqah and charity. If you have financial resources, alhamdulillah, we all have more than billions of human beings in the rest of the world. We have better resources than billions. Alhamdulillah. So we can also give monetary sadaqah, but sadaqah is not restricted to money only. Any sadaqah that a person gives in the month of Ramadan is equal to giving up the whole huge big mountains load. You give one small tiny particle of sadaqah and the reward is equal to giving the whole mountain. So everyone can get a lot of sawab in this month of Ramadan if we are serious about our spirituality. And obviously one date is not expensive. Everyone can afford to buy a date or half of the date. You know, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرتين. You know, protect the hellfire although it may be through a piece of a date. What is the price of a date? Even the poorest people in those times could have afford buying one date. Everywhere there are date palm trees, isn't it right? The dates are just falling on the street. It's the cheapest thing around. But even if you give one part of a date, you know, that's also a sadaqah. You can protect the hellfire. The sadaqah that you give is a shield on the day of judgment, protecting the flames of fire reaching you in the qabr, in your grave. Every sadaqah that you give, every dollar, every kind of help that you provide from the ni'mats and blessings Allah gave you is a shield from the flame of the fire, protecting your own self in the qabr, in the grave, and on the day of judgment. So this is the difference between month of Ramadan and the rest of the months. Now coming to the sajda, Prophet said that according to that narration that Zuhurakum saqilatum min awzarikum. Statements of Prophet are haqiqat, are reality, because he is Ahlul Haqiqah. Prophet lives a life in the real world. He wants to come, wants for all of us to come out of the virtual world of lahv and la'ib, play and amusement, and start living a real life in the real world, facing the real issues, embracing the realities, and looking up to the realities. Turning our spirituality, powerful enough that we start seeing those realities and haqa'iq. So one of the realities is that all our sins are the burdens in our neck. But we don't see those as in the form of burdens. If we had seen, we would have been doing the long sajdas. Prophet used to perform long, long sajdas. Sunnat of Rasulullah, sunnat of all the imams without exception. They used to perform long sajdas. It's narrated about Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. He he used to go out to the desert and used to perform long sajdas on the stone, in the desert on the stone. And the narrator says, once I was there and I saw Imam Sayyidus Sajideen Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, doing the lengthy sajda, and I counted that he recited La ilaha illallahu haqqan haqqa, La ilaha illallahu ubudiyatan wa riqqa, sajadtu laka ya rabbi ta'abbudan wa riqqa, 1,000 times. Just imagine how long would it take for a person to read this sentence 1,000 times with crying, while he was crying. And when he raised his head, the narrator says, when he raised his head from the sajda, I saw his face and beard was wet with his tears of the eyes. Well, they don't need to do these sajdas because they are the masoom, they are already forgiven by Allah, isn't it right? They didn't do any sin at all. But we need, when they are doing this sajda, obviously we need it way more than anyone else. So sajda, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had a kharita, kharitatun safra, a yellow thing in which he had the turbat of Imam Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam with, you know. And at the time of Salat, the narration says he used to open that yellow thing and put the turbat of Imam Abi Abdullah al-Husayn over his, you know, sajjada, his prayer rug, and do the sajda on that. As-sujudu ala turbat al-Husayn yakhriq al-hujub as-sab'a. Doing the sajda over the turbat of Husayn rips apart the seven curtains. So look at the level of qurbat we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the seven curtains between us and the Allah, and Allah, are removed when you do sajda over that. So sajda, obviously our worships are forgiven when we do the tulus sujood, helps us to get the burdens of sins removed from our back, and obviously we get forgiven. So when we are ahl, when we are ahlul taqwa and we have the ahliyat, this is where we become deserving of receiving the shafa'at from, inshallah, from the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, because of our ahliyat and taqwa. Not a person who is deprived from istighfar and tawbah and we pray to Allah that we are not one of those for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, فَأَعْرِضْ, Allah is asking His Messenger to turn away, to keep away, in other words, to, somebody who we learn in the light of this verse, that فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّ عَنْ ذِكْرَنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. So Allah is asking His Messenger, we learn from the light of this verse, that turn away, you know, from the person whom we have, who has turned his back towards our remembrance. When we turn our back towards the remembrance of Allah, we stop doing our faridah and duties towards Allah. What happens is that a time arrives that our Holy Prophet is not going to pay attention towards us. Look at the fact, when the Prophet is going to turn away from us or not give attention to us, obviously there is no room for shafa'at for that person. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. He did not want except the life of dunya. Some people only focus on dunya and their interests. They are so much into the love affair with collecting the valuables of this dunya, and that's where they think they are protected. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. So this is how a human is being deceived. Now, the recipe for getting out is doing the sajdas, lengthy sajdas. We cannot do how the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt have done. And even in the final moments where Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam was hit, tonight is the night of the Darbat, the strike of Ibn Muljim al-Muradi la'natullahi alayh, in the Masjid al-Kufa, where Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam was praying, and the darbat was hit on the same location where the darbat of Amr ibn Abd Wud lanatullah alayhi was hit in the time of the battle of Khandaq. Amir Mumineen was raising his head according to the tariq, according to that narration, and that's where Ibn Muljim comes to hit over the head, and Imam Ali salam falls down. The musalla is now red with the blood of Amir Mumineen, and the voice was there, and everyone hears that voice, Qutila Aliyun al-Murtada, you know, the Ali al-Murtada has been killed. Everyone heard the voice. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein come towards the Masjid of Kufa, and they saw the situation that their great father is now, the father had fallen down over that place, and the musalla, the place of the salat, is full with the blood of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Look at the greatness of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he asked his son Hassan al-Mujtaba to lead the Salat al-Fajr. People have gathered by that time. Look at the importance he gave to the Salat. He asked Imam al-Hassan in that occasion when he is already injured. He asked his son to lead the Salat al-Fajr. Imam al-Hassan, first things, look at the importance, first things first in the eyes of Ahlul Bayt. So Imam Hassan leads the Salat al-Fajr with such a khushu'ul qalb towards Allah. And after he was done with the Salat al-Fajr, he asked his father, and he was told that the qatil, you know, in other words, the qatil will be brought soon. And Ibn Muljim definitely was captured and soon brought as an asir. What is the situation of Imam Ali alayhi salam? The narration tells us he is picking up the, sometimes the pain is so hard and the injury is so severe that he is opening his eyes and closing his eyes. He is opening his eyes and he is closing his eyes. He is picking up the soil and pouring over his head and reciting this ayat of Quran, Minha kharaknakum wa fiha nu'i bismillah wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati rasulillah. Amir al-Mu'mineen was taken, and the narration says he was taken from the mihrab, he was taken from the Masjid al-Kufa towards his house. How was he taken? He cannot walk any longer. He is taken just like a janazah is carried. Imam Ali alayhi salam was taken, but I also recall another sajda, other than the sajda of Imam Ali, the sajda which was performed by Hussein ibn Ali in Karbala, when Saleh ibn Wahab la'natullah alayh was the one who struck Imam Hussein with his spear. He could not remain over the back of the horse any longer. Mawla Abi Abdullah al-Hussein fell down, and the narration says he fell down and he was over the right cheek on the ground. Bismillah wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati rasulillah ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin wa sayya'lamu alladhina zalamu ayyaman qalabin yanqalibun inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un ilahi bihaqq al-zahra وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.